Bonjour, bonsoir, namaste, beauté, good evening, how you they do, and all of this is what I know is most of those are the language that I usually speak or that I know how to speak, so I thought the introduction should be what I should say hello to in my language that I know. You know, there's some that I really don't know that well, so I'm not going to put it in there. But I wanted to come in with a positive attitude just because I feel like I failed you guys. Well, one, because I told you that, well, basically, there is 7 days in a week and I haven't posted anything. Duh, I realized that. And I just wanted to say, sorry, because I've been dealing with a lot. I've been dealing with school, work, and everything, and I think I just realized that it's taking a toll on me. So what I will do, and I will try to be as honest as possible right now, so what I'm gonna do is tell you that I am going to basically start posting on Saturday. So every Saturday you should see my post on here posting something. So if I don't post a lot of minutes, that's why. Maybe it's because I don't really have anything to say, or it's because I'm doing a lot. But in the future I'll tell you in advance. Right now, and today, this is the time that I've got, and I decided to share with you before I go on with my business. So, here's the thing. After the apology, I decided to look into emotions. I mean, we all have emotions, right? We do. And also, one thing I should say is that I'm in a dull place, I think you should say. And I really don't want to talk out loud just because I don't want to, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to disturb people in the restroom, in the next room with me. So I'm trying to keep it calm, but you know, we'll be fine. The thing I was trying to talk to you guys about is emotions. What is an emotion? You know, I can tell you, pretty much tell you, you know, what Google is telling me, you know, because when you ask Google, Google is my new best friend. I mean, you go in there, you ask Google, straight up tells you what you want to hear, or what is the description of what you want to hear. And this is what Google is telling me right now. Emotion is a mental state variously associated with thoughts, feelings, behavioral responses, and a degree of pleasure or displeasure. There is currently no science consensus on a definition. Emotion is often intertwined with mood, temperament, personality, disposition, and motivation. Well, I guess I understand where they're coming from. A natural instant state of mind devouring from one circumstances, mood, relations with others, or instinct with an intuitive feeling as distinguished from reasoning or knowledge. Sorry, my English is mistaken knowledge. But I mean, I guess they all come down to one single thing: emotion is something great that God created. You know, it's what we feel on the inside. what makes us who we are. Without emotions, I don't think one can be able to talk to another person. I mean, don't get me wrong, you can talk to somebody, but probably that person is somebody that you just met on the sidewalk or at a party or at church or while walking, you know that. But still though, still when you meet somebody like that, you still get a, you know, greet them, show some emotion, so you know, so they see your vibe, they feel your vibe, they see if you are if you are friendly or you're just a jerk. But all of that is in motion, and all of that convey into one particular fancy word that they call emotion. It's just that, but it's just one particular word that I think in my description makes a good first impression or a bad first impression. It's like how you set the mood is how somebody is gonna think of you for the next time they're gonna see you. So I guess we're just gonna talk about the 5 basic emotions, how you feel, how I feel, how I think the definition is, how I see, and then you'll probably send me a message again contradicting me or saying, yeah, you're probably right. But this is one thing that people don't really talk about, and for me, I feel like it's a really big deal for me, because I'm a person that put my emotion in a bowl. I don't really put it out, and I think that's the baddest thing you can do. That's what I've realized. So what I've started doing is basically putting all my emotions out on a single paper, on a piece of paper. I duly write my emotions out. I just write it all out. And then when I feel anger, when I feel all these type of other emotions that we're gonna talk about, I put it on paper so I just feel free. Because, you know, most people don't really see emotion as something that blocks you, you know. I think when you have a lot of emotions, it just blocks you to, like, not say or do anything. Or it's like, it clouds your judgment because you're too emotional or because you're too angry and you're trying to do something different before confronting those emotions. It just makes your day more miserable than it already is. And confronting your emotions is the number one thing to a clear judgment, to a clear day. Because I've had experience with it. It's like, in the morning, I'll have something that is cringing me. I'll have something that I don't like. And if I don't say to the person, I'll be cringing to everybody. Or I'll just not say anything so that I don't slip up and say something back. But it's something that we should all see. It's something that we should all put into perspective and see what we can change about it. If we can talk it through with someone, if we can do something, you know, because sometimes it's just good to talk to somebody and let it all out. In the water, fly and let emotion fly away. You know, you'll be released. It's like, let me give you an example. It's an example of like doing something you really love. I don't know. It's either running or riding a bicycle. When you're tensed, you feel angry and disgusting. But when you do the thing that you love, you feel like a weight has been lifted off your shoulders just because you've done that one step of trying to do what you love so that you won't go into some kind of depression or some kind of dark place that you really didn't want to go into the first place because you're stubborn and you don't want to face your fears or you don't want to face those emotions. You just want to be like, ah, okay, it will pass. But that's not the case. And that brings me to a commercial that I just saw. It somehow is connected to emotions, but it's just, it's more connected to how women put on the work emotions and how, okay, so like this commercial is more about, it's basically telling you what women can do, but it's also with passion and emotion, which make these different women as women, as human beings, to do something great. Like with an emotion, you can achieve a greater purpose, or you can lure more people in just because you're emotional. Just because you're passionate about doing something. So I think this is a great example for me to show you. And if you feel like you don't want to watch this 1 minute video, it's okay. I'm not gonna force you. So you can just fast forward to the 1 minute and then we'll talk more about this. Person, and I think that doing the best of what I love, which is here talking to you guys, I think is gonna let me unleash some of the things that I'm feeling inside. But it's always nice talking or trying to relieve some of this stuff on your heart, because your heart is the soul of your body, I guess. I don't know if you understand me correctly. Sometimes I don't make sense, but it makes sense to me, so I'm gonna try to tell you what I mean by that. It's like without your heart, an example of it is that without your heart you won't live. Without your heart you won't be able to walk. So take, you have to free your heart enough for it. You have to free your heart so that you wake up the next morning and still walk and still see your family and still call your family. You know, so I talk a lot without further ado. I'm going to let you listen to this very, I think, powerful video that I assume is powerful. And I'm gonna let you judge for yourself and see if I say it, if it's true or not. So, alright.
If we show emotion, we're called dramatic. If we want to play against men, we're nuts. And if we dream of equal opportunity, delusional. We stay.
Wow, that's basically it. It's some emotion and one crazy thought. It makes you feel what you can do. As like what you can do to with your emotions can be more powerful, can be more interesting. People can see it differently. And in all summary, emotions have different kinds, are differently, sorry. So you have something as anger, disgust, fear, happiness, sadness, surprise, you know, all of these are emotions that can be suppressed into one thing. Anger is something that you feel, you're angry about something. You want to lash out, you want to do all these kind of things. It's an emotion. Sometimes we need that kind of thing. Sometimes we need that anger to release our emotions, because some people just let out all that anguish by releasing an emotion. Sometimes disgust is that is not a good emotion. That you have to go way around it and see what I can see myself as without feeling disgust. You know, you surround yourself with people that not encourage that feeling of yours, not encourage that emotion of yours. But surround yourself with somebody, with people that make you feel better about yourself. Fear is something sometimes that is good and is bad. Fear in some occasions, to where we have to fear something before we can be great, because it just comes down to like something like for an elderly person, if an elderly person made you pissed, but because you fear them, you would not be in a rush to answer them back. Just because we are all taught, I know that some of you guys, in one time in your life, you know, your parent told you that you're not supposed to just talk to an elder person any kind of way. You know, you need to be in your lane. And you need to choose your words wisely when you're trying to talk to an elderly person and trying to tell them how you feel or how they make you feel. But that fear is what is stopping you from acting childishly. That fear is what is stopping you from not making any mistakes. In my opinion, is what I think. Happiness. Happiness is something that's joyful. Happiness is something that we would like to feel every day. But if we feel happiness every day, I don't think our journey will make us learn. We have to stumble upon the way. We have to have obstacles so you learn mistakes, so you will learn how to do better. If all the roads that you go to does not have bumbles, if all the roads does not have obstacles, I think I read somewhere that said, if you have an easy life, I don't think that life you're living is a good life. preview. I'm not saying that you should not live a good life. I'm just saying that sometimes the stumble, the obstacles that we have makes us even greater. You know, makes us learn from our mistakes, makes us learn from every different kind of options and angles. And that is good. Sometimes, and another thing is about emotion is surprise. Sometimes you need to be surprised so that you feel better. You feel loved. I'm not saying you're not loved or you never feel loved in any other perspective, but I'm saying sometimes when you're surprised, it shocks you, but at the same time, it makes you feel happy. So all these emotions is just including one, but it's just cut in very different aspects of life, and you have to choose wisely. You have to choose which emotions to put at which places, at which times. So I will end there. I am 2 minutes away from your time, so I will end here, and I will say thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening, and so I'm gonna make this a dueling journey for everybody, and try to stay on my schedule. But other than that, you guys have a blissful night. Alright? Peace out.